Good afternoon, Audio Boom. The Facebook aficionados amongst you may have seen in the past few days an advertisement doing the rounds. It links to a video and it shows a number of visually impaired people talking about how much they miss seeing a smile and how they can't. It's very difficult to tell when somebody's smiling. And then to the rescue rides. Oh, and it rides my phone talking to me. Rides a well-known dental hygiene company whose name I will not say because they're frankly getting quite enough advertising from this already, with an app which, when you hold the phone up in front of somebody, because they're not going to notice that, are they, tells you whether or not they're actually smiling. So this great wheeze, isn't it? On the face of it, it looks like you're producing something really useful for visually impaired people whilst you are creating a video which it's already reached 700,000 people on YouTube and spreading the good name of this company around quite nicely. All that said, it is rather crying out for playing with. Now, the slight tricky thing with this is that you can't have Audio Boom running at the same time as the dental hygiene marketing gimmick, as I shall henceforth call it. So I'm having to record this on my old cracked screen iPhone, which is running at snail's pace, and I hope it's working, so that I can then use the app on my newer iPhone. So what I'm going to do...
Train times. Double tap to open. App switcher. Audio Boom. Running. Listerine smile detector. Running.
There we go.
Listerine smile detector.
We have the smile detector.
Smile detector. Camera orientation.
So I thought we'd have a little play with this. First of all, just me smiling at it, okay? You'll be able to hear when I'm smiling, because I'm smiling when I'm doing that, aren't I? And I'm sounding really happy. I'm not sounding so happy when I'm doing it like that. Okay, so...
Camera orientation. Button. Rear camera on. Front camera on.
Okay, so we're on with the front camera. And I'm going to look at the screen, and I'm going to frown at it. I'm going to turn one lip up a bit, stick my tongue out at it, maybe. And I'm going to gradually smile. And that equals a smile. I'm smiling again. I'm smiling again, app! Okay, I'm smiling again. There we go. Oh, yes, lots of smiling. Lots of smiling. Come on, you gonna smile again? No, I mean, you're gonna notice the smile again. Come on. See, I'm smiling now. And I'm not smiling now. Am I? App. No, not smiling. You don't see me smiling, do you? Yes, you do see me smiling. Okay, so that's doing it like that. Shall we try doing it in a mirror? Right, so we're onto the rear camera now, and I'm pointing it at a mirror in front of me, and I have no idea if it's got me. Oh, yes! Frown. Smile. And yes, and it's got me. It's got me. And again. It can't stop getting me. What sort of angles it can go at? I'm facing sort of side on, sort of in profile to the mirror. Doesn't like that so much, does it? I'll gradually turn around. Didn't notice me at all. Maybe I'll stand back a bit. Come on. It's given up. That's sort of about 45 degrees onto there. It got me smiling. Okay, so the next thing I thought I would try is... Will it think I'm smiling if I put my head upside down and frown at it? This could be a tall order. Hang on a second.
Camera orientation. Button. Rear front camera on.
So we'll go back to the front camera. And we need to put this phone down here. And the phone needs to stay the right way up because otherwise it will just compensate for it. And so I need to hold the phone down here. And then I need to put my head on the bed. And... hang on. Now I'm looking at it. It thought I was smiling there.
I'm smiling at it, but I should be upside down to the camera, so it shouldn't actually register me smiling at the moment at all. Except it does. It knows I'm smiling, even when that smile is upside down. That's quite clever. If I frown, nothing. Nothing. No. It's rubbish. It's only when I smile. It's only when I smile, app. App. Come on. Ah, got it. Before all the blood rushes to my head. Okay. Final test for it.
I would test it out on Vance, but he's not here. That's another story. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Let's wander through, and I want to test it on photographs, because I think that actually, whereas I could never see myself holding this thing up in the street to see if somebody is smiling, and frankly, who cares if some people wandering down the street are smiling at me? I'd prefer if they weren't, really. But actually, doing it with photographs seems like quite a good idea. Because a lot of the time, although I take a heck of a lot of photographs, actually, I don't see them particularly well. And I quite often can't tell with portrait shots whether the person is even looking at me, let alone whether they're smiling or not. So, here we go.
Camera orientation.
So I have some photographs here which I think have people in them. They were taken on the 17th of September, no, August, the day that Mark and I headed to the continent, and they are in Paris of the Le Train Bleu restaurant. And somewhere in here are some photographs of Mark and I. So what I'm going to do is tab through them. And, okay, it thinks that this is a picture of Mark smiling. Okay. Well, it doesn't know that it's Mark smiling. But I think it is Mark smiling. Well, I can't tell if he's smiling, but I think it's Mark. Basically. Right. Let's tab through. There's a different one here. Again, I think it's Mark. Let's tab through again. Is there anybody? Yeah, not sure if there's anybody in that picture. This could be one of me, I think, now. And yes, it says that I'm smiling. So, photographs. There's another one of me. It thinks I'm smiling again. So photographs, actually, it's quite good on. Let's just see if it'll do it if I hold it back. I have to be fairly close, I think. Which is a little bit of a pain, because it means I've then got to actually identify, first of all, which of the portrait ones. But that's not bad. Oh. That's odd. Did that? I think it might have just identified something that maybe wasn't a person as smiling. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it just delayed reaction. Maybe on the side. No. Once more. Oh dear. Right. I think we get the idea, don't we, really? I'm just tabbing through some photographs and it's not picking up any of them as containing a smile. No smiles there. Right, so there we go. So that is the dental hygiene company marketing gimmick, which you may or may not wish to try out for yourself. Bye for now.